Chapter 5 Questions Relating to the First Six Houses. By common consent, astrologers have adopted a condensed method of presenting the elements of any astrological chart. Each chart is indicated by an Arabic numeral at the left. This numeral appears twice, once at the left of the line in which the houses are tabulated, and once at the left of the line in which the planets are tabulated. Following this number, which designates a given chart, the sign and degree upon the cusp of each of the houses, from the 10th to the 3rd, are given in the same horizontal line, but in a column directly below the Roman numeral which indicates the house. The number of the chart is then used again in a separate table, in which the sign and degree occupied by each of the planets are given in the same horizontal line, but in a column directly below the symbol of the planet. This method enables the elements of many charts to be tabulated in a small space. To use such a table, the signs and degrees should be copied into a blank horoscope chart, so that they occupy the house cusps indicated. Then upon the opposite house cusps place the same sign and degree of the opposite sign. And finally, always being careful to use only the elements in the same horizontal line to the right of the chart number, the degrees and minutes of each planet should be noted, and the planets entered in the chart, just as in erecting a horoscope. On page 80 will be found a table containing the elements of 5 different charts, and the elements of 4 more will be found on page 96. As these lessons were written, and the charts erected, in 1920, the planet Pluto 1 is not included, for it was not discovered until 10 years later. These are example charts, which will be used to illustrate the proper method of judging horary questions, and consequently, should be copied into blank maps for the purpose of study. Furthermore, as in each instance the data is given upon which they are erected, it is advisable for the student to erect the charts and compare his work with the charts so copied. This gives him 12 distinct charts in the first 6 lessons of the course, by which he can test his ability to make the calculations properly. 1 Correct Pluto positions were added to the table. What is my question about when a horary chart is radical? It is usually possible by inspecting the chart, yet without being told, to determine the nature of the question asked. This is accomplished by noting the houses in which the significator and cosignificator of the quadrant are, and the houses occupied by any planet strongly aspecting them. Thus in example chart NOI lesson number 86 C serial lesson key, as a horary question, I would look to the house the moon is in and the houses occupied by any planets making powerful aspects to the moon, for the moon in this chart is both cosignificator of the quadrant and ruler of the ascendant. Neptune is the chief significator, and ruling the ninth indicates some thought of a journey, but its aspects are weak. The moon, on the contrary, has powerful aspects. As it is in the house of friends, I would say the question chiefly relates to friends. It has just passed the opposition of Venus in the house of children and love affairs, and the square of Uranus in the house of legacies and the partner's money. One could safely judge, therefore, that the question relates to a friendship, which has been severed. Opposition signifies separation. Due to the influence of a child or a love affair, this situation has placed an obstacle. Square signifies obstacle in the way of receiving a legacy or money from a partner. In example chart number 2, page 48, because the quadrant has so many significators, as shown by 3 planets in the first, the question is a complex one, involving many factors. Yet because the ruler of the ascendant is in the first, the question is primarily concerned with personal matters. The other factors chiefly relate to the personal life, and are shown by the houses ruled by the various cosignificators of the quadrant. The ruler of the ascendant in the first indicates concern about the health. Mercury, ruling the fourth and co-ruler of the fifth and seventh, in the first, indicates concern about the home, children and husband. Venus, ruling the third, and co-ruler of the eighth, in the first, indicates concern about relatives or travel, and about the husband's income. The moon, co-significator of the quadrant, being in the twelfth, indicates that the quadrant was greatly restricted at the time the question was asked. The most significant thing about the chart, however, is the presence of two traveling planets, Mercury and Uranus, in the first. From this I decide the thought uppermost in the mind at the time the question was asked is about some contemplated change, by which the restrictions shown by the position of the moon may be removed. The question actually asked was, will I change my residence? This, on the surface of it, is a fourth house question, but further interrogation brought to light that the change of residence was prompted by the greater desire to attain other ends, greater freedom, more abundant health and better opportunities for children and husband. In example chart number 3, lesson number 89, see a serial lesson key, the question at once is seen to revolve about the third and ninth, for one co-significator of the quadrant is in the house of journeys and publishing and the other is in the house of travel, writing and study. The significator of the quadrant is Mars, ruling the house of money and the house of partnership. One may safely say, from inspecting this chart, yet without knowing anything about the quadrant or having been told anything about the question, that he was contemplating either writing or travel for the purpose of making money, and that there was a partnership involved. The moon separating from square Saturn in the 11th, indicates he has recently lost a friend. The moon applying trine Neptune, indicates successful promotion of the enterprise, and Venus applying to a conjunction of the sun, co-ruler of the 11th, will bring him friends of influence, who will give him adequate support. Climate, kind of country, land, part of city and part of home ruled by the zodiacal signs Aries, part of country, a hot dry climate, sparsely settled, moderately high and rugged. Land where pebbles and boulders are numerous, fields that are freshly plowed. Part of city, the manufacturing district, hardware stores, repair garages and auto service stations. Part of home, doorways, roof, and tool room. Taurus, part of the country, a cold, dry climate, low, level country without brush or woods, pastures where cattle feed. Land in which seed has just been planted. Part of city, banks, safes, vaults, cash registers, and places where money and securities are kept. Part of home, store rooms, trunks, places where personal property is securely kept. Gemini, part of country, a temperate climate, thickly settled, or a city or town, moderately high, and where the wind blows. Land rather rolling and covered with grass, small trees and shrubs, or where crops have just come through the ground. Part of city, railroad yards, streetcars, newspaper and periodical offices, libraries, automobiles and aeroplanes, nail boxes, post offices, telephone and telegraph systems. Part of home, the telephone, halls, windows, writing desk and places where books and papers are kept. Cancer, part of country, a wet, cool climate, along the ocean beach, or where small, active streams flow. Land of a rich, sandy loam and creek or river bottom, or near the ocean. Part of city, reservoirs, water pipes and hydrants, running water, hotels and the main residential district. Part of home, bathroom, laundry, and main living room. Leo, part of country, a hot, dry climate, rather low with level stretches, tending to desert conditions. Land that is left wild, or kept for the purpose of sport and amusement, such as golf courses. Part of city, theaters, schools, playgrounds, parks and places of amusement. Part of home, the nursery, furnace room, place where pots and kettles are kept, and all places where fire is used. Virgo part of country, a cold climate of moderate rainfall, moderately elevated. Land devoted to grain fields, orchards, or other crops. Part of city, public works, grocery stores, produce markets, agencies, restaurants and cafeterias. Part of home, the pantry, garden, dining room, sick room, and outhouses where chickens or small animals are kept. Libra part of country, a temperate climate, high and dry. Land rather thickly settled and divided into numerous plots, or where there are towns and villages. Part of city, stores where wearing apparel, jewelry and finery are sold, show windows, and all places where nice things are on display. Part of home, wardrobes, bedrooms, balconies, porches, chinaware and silverware. Scorpio part of country, a damp, sultry climate, rather low than high, away from the ocean and in a valley between hills. Land where there are bogs, hot springs, quagmires, swamps, stagnant water and muddy ground. Part of city, drug stores, doctor's offices, morgues, slaughterhouses, sewers and cesspools. Part of home, medicine shelves, the toilet and the sewer. Sagittarius part of country, a hot, dry climate in a mountainous country, moderately high. Land covered with woods. Part of city, churches, lecture halls, courthouses, lawyers' offices, bookstores, book publishing establishments and places for meeting for community welfare workers. Part of home, upstairs rooms, the chimney, cow barns, stables and the private garage. Capricorn part of country, a cold climate with considerable snowfall, well up in the rugged mountains, where there are rocks and brush, but few large trees. Land suitable for mining, where the soil is poor and weeds and thorns in abundance. Part of the city hall, chamber of commerce and the business district in general. Part of the home, the office, the attic, the cellar and all dark places. Aquarius part of country, a temperate climate, neither low nor high, with very changeable weather, thickly settled, including cities. Land not rugged, yet with an artistic view, and chiefly used for human habitation. Part of city, art stores, furniture stores, electrical stores, radio stores, electric lighting systems, and places where automobiles, airplanes and radios are sold and their accessories obtained. Part of home, the electric light, radio, reception room, parlor, stairs, chief furniture, and the artistic things on the wall. Pisces part of country, a cool, rainy, foggy climate, moderately low and much broken, shut in on all sides by hills and cut up by ravines. Land about fish ponds or through which large rivers or small sluggish creeks flow, or about large lakes, or where there are cool springs of water coming from the ground. Part of city, hospitals, jails, poorhouses and public charities. Part of home, sinks, pumps, cisterns, well and gas system. Public interest questions and a question which is of interest to the general public, rather than of special importance to the individual who asks it, such as, will the U.S. go to war? Will taxes be higher next year? Will the criminal be caught? Will Congress pass the bill? Will the candidate be elected? The quadrant is not represented in the chart. Instead, each house takes on its common significance, the first representing the people, the second representing money, the ninth representing the courts, etc., and the question belongs to, and should be answered from, the houses and their rulers, thus commonly significant of the affairs chiefly involved. First house questions, questions relating to health, and to personal affairs generally, belong to the first house. A common first house question is, Shall I have better success by remaining where I am or by going to some distant place? In such a question, the fourth signifies the present home or location, and the third indicates the neighboring environment. The tenth signifies a foreign home, and the ninth its neighboring environment. The fourth and third houses beneficent, therefore, give success by staying close to the present environment, while the tenth and ninth houses beneficent give success by going to a distant place. Consequently, note which of these two departments of the chart is more favorable, and advise the querent to reside in the section where the best influences are shown. If the chart indicates that the querent should go elsewhere, yet at the same time there is an evil aspect between a significator and the cosignificator of the tenth or ninth, the move should be delayed until a more favorable time. If there is no aspect between these significators, the move is not likely to take place. But if the significators are applying to good aspects of each other, he should make the change in the near future. Favorable directions and environments. Because there is some confusion in regard to this, I should here emphasize that in the Hermetic system the signs have no influence over direction. All directions are designated solely by noting the direction in the chart of the house containing the significator. The signs, instead of pointing out directions, indicate the kind of environment. This is of primary importance also in natal astrology, because it enables one to pick the most favorable gem, name, number, color, business, location, and even the most beneficial human associates. This is made possible because anything, person or environment, ruled by a sign, through its proximity, adds energy both to the sign and to any planets located in the sign. A planet thus in a sign is more greatly intensified by association with the things ruled by that sign than is the planet that rules the sign but is located elsewere. For example, in chart number 3, to give the sun in the ninth house greater activity, a Leo environment would help but slightly, not nearly so much as a Cancer environment, because the sun is actually in Cancer in the ninth. The chief influence of a Leo environment would be to accentuate the power of Jupiter in the house of friends. And while a thing ruled by Mercury would somewhat influence the ninth, because Mercury rules its cusp, this would have much less influence over the ninth than something ruled either by the Sun or Venus, because these are actually in the ninth. Furthermore, something ruled by the Moon would primarily accentuate the third house, where the moon is located, and only to a much less extent stimulate the tenth, the cusp of which is occupied by the sign Cancer. Association with the things ruled by a planet or sign merely gives the planet or sign increased energy, but does not change the quality of its energy. Therefore, to live in a vicinity ruled by a sign in which there is an unfortunate planet is to increase its power for malignity. But to live amid conditions ruled by a sign in which there is a fortunate planet, is through affording it additional energy, to increase its power to benefit of the life. The various environments ruled by each of the 12 signs have already been given in his lesson. A first house question that includes such a consideration is, where should I go to have greatest success? Now the ascendant is directly east of the querent at the time the question is asked, and any planet in the ascendant sheds its rays to him from the east. A planet on the MC is above, but also directly south of him. A planet on the descendant sends its rays to him from the west, and so on. By traveling in the direction from which such a planet sends its rays to him, the querent comes more under the influence of that planet's vibrations. Thus, if Saturn is in the 11th example chart number 3, he increases the power of Saturn in his life by traveling southeast. Or, if Uranus is in the 5th, the influence of Uranus is intensified by his traveling northwest. This being the case, to take advantage of favorable influences, The quirunt should always go in the direction signified by the planet in the chart, which has the best influence over the particular condition he desires. Thus, in the example chart number 3, if the desire is to go to the place where health will be best, the quirunt should go a little west of south, where Venus and the Sun are located, and should choose a location by the seashore, for Venus is the best planet for health in this chart. It rules the USC, and is conjunction the Sun, which governs the vitality. By going to a Cancer environment, the seashore, this benefic quality would be intensified, for the Sun and Venus are in Cancer. But if the desire is to select the place where the greatest financial success as a writer could be attained, the preference should be given to the southeast, more south and east, where Jupiter is found, for Jupiter is in trine to the moon in the house of writing, is co-ruler of the house of writing, is a money planet, and is sextile to Mars, significator of the house of money. Yet of even greater importance, usually, than the direction in which the quirunt should go, is the kind of environment he should choose after making the move. Thus in the removal just considered, the quirunt should locate in a Leo environment, for Jupiter is in Leo, and such surroundings will permit Jupiter to express fully. In this case, then, the most favorable location would be rather low, level country, tending to desert conditions. In such a situation, where the climate tends to be hot, living close to a school or park would assist Jupiter to attract the best financial opportunities and lead to greatest success. Another very important first house question is, will my health improve? In all questions of health, either in horary astrology or in natal astrology, pay particular attention to the Sun and Moon, called luminaries, and to the USC and any planet therein. The stronger and better aspected the Sun, Moon and USC, the better the health in general will be. The weaker and more afflicted the luminaries and the USC, the poorer will be the health experienced. If the significator or cosignificator of the quirunt is in the sixth, or is powerfully afflicted by a planet in the sixth, illness is indicated of the nature of the afflicting planet and the sign it occupies. If the significator or cosignificator is separating from an evil aspect and applying to a good aspect, the health is poor but will improve. The recovery will be more speedy if the significators are in movable signs, but slower if in fixed signs. But when the significator or cosignificator of the quirunt is in the eighth and applying to an evil aspect of a malefic plant, such as Mars or Saturn, or when applying to a severe aspect of a planet in the eighth, and at the same time the Sun, Moon and USC are much afflicted and receive no good aspects from benefics, such as Venus and Jupiter, the quirunt will die. By noting, in a question of health, the aspects from which the significator and cosignificator are separating, the periods of past illness may be told and their nature described. And by noting the aspects to which the significator and cosignificator apply, the health that may be expected in the future may be determined, and the nature and cause of each change made known. Then, by using the rules for timing events, is given in lesson number 89 C, a serial lesson key, the time when the various changes in health will take place can be predicted. Example chart number 4, page 80, was erected for May 24, 1924, 00 p.m. PST, Redding, California 34N34, 122W24. The question was, what health may I expect in the near future? Venus is significator of the quirunt. The Moon is cosignificator of the quirunt. Mars, ruler of the sixth, seventh and second, being conjunction the USC, indicates that illness, partner and money are exerting an acute influence upon the quirunt. The significator, Venus, in the eighth, separating from the inconjunct to Mars, indicates some concern in the immediate past about death. The moon, as co-significator, in the 11th, indicates that the quirunt is closely associated with friends. The moon, as co-significator also of the 10th, indicates the friends to be quite absorbed in business, and not particularly concerned about the quirunt except for business purposes. The moon is separating from the square of Sun and Mercury, indicating severe affliction to the health in the near past, probably a nervous breakdown, as the afflicting planets are in Gemini, and Mars on the Usk denotes extreme activity. The next aspect made by the moon is in the conjunction with Saturn, indicating grave affliction to the health through depleted vitality, bowel trouble being indicated by Saturn in Virgo. Saturn also is the ruler of the fourth, governing the end of life. Next, the moon immediately applies to the opposition of Uranus, showing disruption of the electromagnetic forces of the body, and indicating, through its position in Pisces, a seriously impaired circulation. The moon thereafter applies to semi-square Mars, indicating inflammatory conditions, and then to semi-square Usk, showing other disturbances. No help is shown from the benefics. This chart, therefore, indicates that the quirunt has been seriously ill in the past, has not yet recovered, and will shortly die. A caution I would, however, caution all against rendering a verdict of death, either to the one who is to die, or to those intimately associated with him. Such a judgment has a depressing effect upon the afflicted person, and through the force of suggestion may well hasten the result. And such a thought held even by a friend of the afflicted person, though unknown to the latter, nevertheless carries the weight of a mentally delivered suggestion. It is usually possible to couch the language, in which a judgment is given in such terms, as to other encouragement and constructive suggestion, while at the same time rendering a truthful judgment, and preparing the quirunt for eventualities. Either in natal astrology or in horary astrology it is much better to refuse to give judgment than either to misstate the conditions, or to give the quirunt ever suggestions. An astrologer is not privileged to falsify, but he does have the privilege of leaving many things he knows unsaid. Second house questions in all questions of wealth, either in horary astrology or in natal astrology, pay particular attention to Jupiter and Saturn, and to the ruler and co-ruler of the second. In a chart, where money is shown to be gained or lost, the planet showing the gain or loss will also indicate the method by which such condition is brought to pass. Pluto shows gain or loss through mass production, group activity, cooperation or coercion. Neptune shows gain or loss through promotion and schemes. Neptune never makes money through hard work. Uranus indicates gain or loss through sudden and unexpected events, through inventiveness, new methods, electrical appliances, occult forces, and the ability to sway and influence others. Saturn shows gain or loss through shrewdness, caution, organizing ability, or perseverance, and to the accompaniment of much hard work. Saturn may deny money, or he may cause its loss, but he never squanders it. Jupiter shows gain or loss through patronage, the handling of other people's possessions, and through the favors of circumstances, or their apparent favors. Mars shows gain or loss through mechanical things, and through aggressiveness and initiative. Whatever Mars brings or takes away is accompanied by strife. Mars may, or may not, give money, but he never hoards it. The Sun shows gain or loss through the influence of politics, or people in power, and through circumstances in general. Venus shows gain or loss through social contacts, through the opposite sex, and through the artistic and beautiful. Mercury shows gain or loss through agencies, writing and travel. The Moon shows gain or loss through the common people, through commerce, and through domestic interests. A common second house question is, will the debt due me be paid? The debtor, or other person, unless a relative or intimate friend, in which case the house denoting such relative or friend should be observed as represented by the seventh, and his money by the eighth. If the debtor be an intimate friend or relative, his money is represented by the next house following the house which represents him. If the significator or cosignificator of the quant, or the significator or cosignificator of the second, apply by aspect to, or have translation of light or collection of light with, either the significator of the seventh or the significator of the eighth, it indicates the matter will be taken up for settlement. If the aspects thus forming between the significators of the quirant and his money and the debtor and his money are evil, an unsatisfactory settlement will be made. But if the aspects thus forming are favorable, the debt will be paid in full. If the significators are not brought together by aspect, translation or collection of light, no particular effort is shown on the part of the debtor to make any kind of settlement. Another second house question is, shall I be rich? Judge chiefly from the aspects of any planet in the second, and from the position and aspects of the ruler of the sign on the cusp of the second. If the significator of money receives a strong and benefic aspect from Jupiter, it shows the power to acquire wealth. If the significator of money receives a strong and benefic aspect from Saturn, it indicates the ability to save wealth. Great riches require the favor of both these business planets. Good aspects from Jupiter and evil from Saturn show gain followed by a loss. Good aspects from Saturn and evil aspects from Jupiter indicate power to retain, but poor ability to gain. The aspects of the other planets to the significator of money all assist or hinder, each in the manner above stated. The luminary's well aspected is also a great help in money matters, as it indicates favors both from those occupying position and the common people, both of these conditions assisting in the gain of wealth. One of the most useful second house questions is, will the proposition make me money? It is better to set the chart for the exact time the proposition first became clear, though if this be neglected the question may be asked later, at the time the urge is felt for solution. If the significators and cosignificators of the quirant and his money are favorably aspected, and apply to a favorable aspect, translation, or collection of light, to the significator of the proposition, money will be made out of it. If the significator of the proposition if a business, the tenth, if publishing, the ninth, if speculation or hazard, the fifth, if real estate, the fourth, etc., is well aspected and the significator of the quirant applies to a good aspect of the significator of his money, or if there is a benefic translation or collection of light between these two significators, money can be made out of it. But if the aspects formed between the various significators given above are evil, either no money will be made from it, or not enough to recompense for the trouble. Where the testimonies conflict, the amount of gain or loss and its cause is shown by the planets making the aspects. Example chart number 5, page 80, was erected for October 21, 1920, 9:20 a.m. PST, Rampach, NAV 40 and 30 L18W15. The chart was set up for the exact time a proposition was presented to buy a building, which had been used as a warehouse. The question was asked, will the proposition make me money? The quirant is signified by Mars, with Jupiter and Moon as cosignificators. Mars is separating from sextil Uranus, indicating the occult study in which he quirant had been engaged. Jupiter is applying to a semi-sextil Neptune, ruler of the fourth, bringing the real estate to him, and applying to a conjunction Saturn, significator of the quirant's money. The moon is in the house of writing, separating from the opposition of Neptune. The deal, as I saw it, should not have been attempted, but already, as this aspect disclosed, he had signed the papers, and could not withdraw. The moon next applies to semi-square Mars, showing friction, then to a square of Mercury and Venus in the house of disappointments, indicating a series of obstacles and disappointments in regard to ideal. Because Venus rules the house of friends, it was predicted that some friend upon whom he depended would disappoint him, but because Moon also applies to the trine of the Sun in the 11th before leaving the sign, that some other friend would come to his rescue in time, to save him from complete disaster. This judgment was verified in detail. Third house questions. Questions relating to brethren, studies, thoughts, writing, news and short journeys belong to the third house. A common third house question is, shall I agree with my neighbor? In such a question, note the aspects between the significator and co-significator of the querent and the ruler and co-ruler of the third house. If the aspects are malefic, disagreement is indicated. Those aspects between the significators that are separating indicate conditions past, and those applying indicate the conditions in the future. A very important third house question is the news true? When possible, it is better to erect the figure for the exact time the report was first heard. The ruler and co-ruler of the third represent the news. The house occupied by the ruler of the cusp of the third indicates the department of life, through which the current is influenced by the news. A immovable thine omniusque, Mercury, the moon or the significator of the news and a movable sign, all tend to indicate that the news will later be contradicted. A fixed sign rising, Mercury, the moon and the significator of the news and a fixed sign, all tend to give the report permanence and reliability. Mercury severely afflicted tends to show the news false. If the affliction is from Neptune, it is an exaggeration. If from Uranus, it is an invention pure and simple. If from Saturn, it is designed to deceive for some crafty, selfish purpose. If from Jupiter, it arose in a jest. If from Mars, from enmity. If from Venus, through imperfect knowledge. If from the moon, through idle gossip. Good aspects to Mercury tend to confirm the news as true. The general nature of the news, for good or ill, is shown by the various aspects of the planets to the significator of the news. The effect of the news upon the querent is shown by the significator of the querent and its aspects, particularly any aspect between the significator of the querent and the significator of the news. It is sometimes also desirable to know the condition of an absent brother or sister. In such a chart, the cusp of the 3D represents, and its ruler is significator of, the brother or sister. The next house to the third, which is the fourth, represents the brother's money, the fifth, his neighbors, the sixth, his home, and so on around the chart. The house occupied by the ruler of the third, counting the third as the first of the brother, indicates his present interests. Thus the ninth house of the chart indicates his partners. But to find the direction in which the brother is, from the quadrant, note the quadrant of the chart occupied by the ruler of the third, and judge the brother to be in the direction commonly designated by this quadrant of the chart. A very common third house question is, shall I take a short journey? In all questions of travel, writing and study, pay particular attention to Mercury and Uranus. When the significators of the querent and the significators of the third are free from serious affliction, it is safe to take land journeys, and if they are well aspected, such journeys will prove successful. If the significators of the first and third are much afflicted, serious difficulties will be encountered. If there is an application by aspect, translation or collection of light between the significators of the querent and the significators of the third, the journey will be taken. As an illustration merely, because the question was actually about money, let us ask, using example chart number 5, page 80, shall I take the journey? Mars separating from sextile Uranus in the third shows an opportunity in the recent past for a trip. Jupiter in the ninth, co-significator of the quad, also inclines to a journey. Mercury, a travel planet, conjunction Venus, indicates some happy friendship resulting from travel. But as these two planets are in the house of disappointments, and the next aspects of the Moon are to semi-square Mars and then to square Mercury and Venus, the trip would not be without some trouble, and would prove disappointing. The Moon in opposition to Neptune indicates glowing anticipations, which would not be realized. Fourth house questions. Questions relating to the environment, domestic affairs, mines, real estate and lost articles belong to the fourth house. Any article lost, strayed, or stolen, the whereabouts of which are unknown to the quad, is designated by the fourth house. If the hidden thing belongs to a friend, it is designated by the second, if to a brother, it is designated by the sixth, and so on, for the second house of the chart is the fourth house of a friend, and the sixth house of the chart is the fourth from the third, or brother. Then note the part of the chart, in which the ruler of the cusp of the fourth is located, and judge the article to be in the direction from the quad. But the kind of a place, in which the article is located is indicated by the sign in which the ruler of the fourth, ruler of the lost article, is found. If there is a benefic application by aspect, translation or collection of light, between the significator of the party to whom the article rightfully belongs and the significator of the article, it will be recovered, the means being shown by the planets and their aspects. If the application between significators is evil, either it would not be recovered, or will cost more to recover than its value. If no such application, either benefic or malefic, be present, it will not be recovered. In a question relative to buying real estate of any kind, the fourth represents the property and its value to the quad. If the significators of the property are malefic and badly aspected, the property has little value and will be a source of annoyance. If the significators of the fourth are benefics and well aspected, the property is of good value. The house and sign in which the ruler of the cusp of the fourth is found, together with its aspects, and the fourth house, give the facts concerning the property. The seller of the property is signified by the seventh, and the property's value to the seller is signified by the tenth. Planets in the tenth, or the ruler of the tenth well aspected and free from affliction, indicates a high price. A malefic in the tenth, or evil aspects to the ruler of the sign on the tenth, indicates that the property is an annoyance to the seller, and that he will sell cheaply. The facility with which the bargain may be brought to a close is shown by the relation of the significators of the quad to the significators of the seventh. Example chart number 6, page 80, was erected for August 4, 1920, 11, 10 p.m., MST 2 Denver, Colorado 3945. 104W59. The question was, will my oil land produce oil? The significator of the quad in the fourth indicates the nature of the question. The co-significator of the quad moon in the twelfth, separating from trine Neptune and the sun, show restrictions placed upon the quad by real estate investments. Neptune is the planet of oil, and in the fourth indicates the hope of finding oil on the land. Mercury, ruler of the second and co-ruler of the fifth, in opposition to the MC indicates that the quad has jeopardized his business through placing money in the property, and that it is a hazard, as the fifth is involved. The sun and Neptune are well aspected by the moon, however, showing the property to be valuable. Venus is square the usk, showing the property to be an obstacle to the quad at the time the question was asked. But the next aspect of the moon is trine Venus, bringing the quad benefit from the property, and the aspect immediately following is Moon trine Jupiter, Jupiter being in the house of the property's wealth, the Quirant's fifth. I conclude, therefore, that the land will yield a producing oil well, and that the Quirant will find it a very good investment, not only for himself, but also for his partners, for Venus applies to conjunction Jupiter, ruler of the partner's money. Although the square of Sun and Neptune to Mars in the sixth, ruler of the seventh, indicates that the inefficiency of workmen will cause some loss, and that some difficulty arise with partners, the property will yield excellent returns. Fifth house questions relating to pleasures, speculations, children and love affairs, belong to the fifth house. In such questions the ruler and co-ruler of the fifth indicate the conditions surrounding the amusement, pleasure, speculation or child asked about, and their aspects to the significators of the Quirant, their influence upon him. The fifth house has rule over the stock market and all gambling. A common fifth house question is, shall I have children? In such a question note the sign ascending, the sign on the cusp of the fifth, the sign the ruler of the cusp of the fifth is in, and the sign the moon is in. If these are fruitful Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, it is a testimony of children. If these are moderately fruitful signs Taurus, Gemini, Virgo, Libra, Sagittarius and Aquarius, it argues neither for nor against children. If they are barren signs Aries, Leo and Capricorn, the testimony is to deny children. The moon or benefics in the fifth indicate children. The sun or malefics in the fifth indicate that there will be no children or that they will not be reared. The number of children, where children are shown, is indicated by the number of aspects formed by the chief significator of the fifth. The 11th also should be given some consideration, for it indicates the children of the marriage partner. Example chart number 7, page 80. Was erected for September 7, 1920, 6:50 p.m. EST, Chicago, 3:41 and 52. 87W39. The question was, will children bless my married life? A fruitful sign rises, the moon is in a fruitful sign is on the cusp of the fifth, and the ruler of the cusp of the fifth is in a fruitful sign, indicating a natural tendency to have a large family. I.e. moon separates from semi-sextal Neptune, significator of the Quirant, and applies immediately to sextal Mercury, Sun and Saturn, indicating that the Quirant will have children in the near future. Three children are shown distinctly by the three aspects, and owing to the abundance of fruitful testimonies the Quirant would probably have more than three. As the aspect from Moon to the significator of the Quirant is slightly fortunate, and the aspect from Moon to the three planets is fortunate, these children will prove a great blessing. The ruler of the first and the sixth indicates the Quirant to be in uncertain health at the time the question was asked. After completing the three aspects mentioned, the moon applies to semi-square Mars and semi-square Jupiter, indicating that children born after the first three would cause more trouble and be more difficult to raise. Sixth house questions relating to servants, sickness, labor, small livestock and foods, belong to the sixth house. To determine the nature, duration and seriousness of an illness, a chart should be erected for the exact time when the patient first perceived his illness. If this time is not known, the chart may be erected for the time the question first becomes clear. The significators of the sixth indicate the illness, and by their aspects, good or bad, give testimony to its seriousness. But even more importance should be placed upon the significator of the person ill and the luminaries, giving judgment, as illustrated under the first house question, will my health improve? The heaviest afflictions to the significators of the Quirant indicate the birth chart constants of the disease. What disease is thus indicated by the birth chart constants is set forth in Core 16, Stellar Healing and Embodied Disease and its Stellar Treatment 2. In a question of hiring a servant, or leasing to a tenant, the significators of the sixth represent the servant or tenant. A benefic in the sixth shows a kindly disposed person, a malefic, one not so genial. The aspects to the significators of the sixth show much concerning him, and the aspects between the significators of the querent and the significators of the tenant or servant indicate to what extent he will agree with the querent. Example chart number 8, page 80, was erected for June 4, 1922, 06 a.m., EST, New York City 40N 43, 73W 57. The question was, is this person a desirable tenant? Mars is chief significator of the querent, and the Moon is his co-significator. Mars is likewise chief significator of the tenant, showing him to be an aggressive person. The ruler of the first in the sixth shows the tenant would dominate the querent. Mercury is co-significator of the tenant, in Gemini, in the third, separating from the trine of Mars, showing goodwill between the tenant and the querent in the past. The Sun in the second, trine Mars, indicates that the tenant would pay well. He would, however, be difficult to out of print. Much of the research material found in this book can be found in Core 16 Stellar Healing. To get along with, and very determined to have his own way in all things. The Moon applying square Mars shows that ultimately there would arise difficulties with him. Movable signs on the angles, the tenant signified by a traveling planet, and a planet in a movable sign, and the Moon in a movable sign, all indicate that the tenancy would be of short duration. This tenant would not prove of permanent value, but would be willing to pay well for the time of his tenancy.